I'm Josh Rivera, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Oprah 2020. Jimmy Kimmel, Trevor Noah, and Jimmy Fallon go over Oprah Winfrey's speech at the Golden Globes and talks of a possible run for office.
But the highlight of the night was obviously Oprah Winfrey. Right? She won a Lifetime Achievement Award, and her speech was one that made many people feel like maybe Oprah wasn't done achieving things just yet.
It is not lost on me that at this moment, there are some little girls watching as I become the first black woman to be given the same award. For too long, women have not been heard or believed if they dared to speak their truth to the power of those men, but their time is up. A new day is on the horizon when nobody ever has to say me too again. Thank you.
Yes, we can! Am I the only one who had that feeling? No?
A speech so powerful that all day long people have been asking if Oprah will run for president. Which, at this point, wouldn't president be a demotion for Oprah? I feel like it would.
But this could be a big story. In fact, two of Oprah's close friends said that she's thinking about running in 2020. While two of Trump's close friends said, please don't refer to us as Trump's close friend.
Yeah, it feels like this is Oprah 2020. Come on. Whatever you do, though, Oprah, don't use emails. Whatever you do, don't use emails.
But now that we have Donald Trump, everything seems possible. And while you don't want to talk, you don't want talk like this to get out of hand, the E! Network last night was fortunate enough to have celebrity stylist Jason Bolden on hand to put Oprah's remarks into historical context.
It will be because of a lot of magnificent women, many of whom are right here in this room tonight.
Wow, that was almost like Oprah's I Have a Dream speech.
I mean, can I tell you?
She was giving
how powerful is
that? Dr. Martin Luther King vibes all day.
I don't think you should be able to draw comparisons to Dr. Martin Luther King if you're wearing no socks, right?
I
mean...
I will say, I can see how Oprah seems like the perfect opponent for Donald Trump. I mean, she's everything that he's not. She's black, she's a woman, she likes to read. They're the complete opposite. Like, I bet if we looked into it, we'd find out that Donald Trump once repossessed 100 people's cars. I get a car. I get a car. I get a car. Ladies, look under your skirts. It's me.
They even asked the White House. The reporters asked the White House today for their response to a potential Oprah candidacy. Team Trump said, we welcome the challenge, whether it be Oprah Winfrey or anybody else. Preferably anybody else.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.